So now, without any delay, we invite Sister Eva to bear a testimony for us.
现在我们请伊娃姐妹来为我们做见证。
哈利路亚，弟兄姐妹们下午好。
Hallelujah, greetings to our brothers and sisters.
小妹现在在这里奉主耶稣基督圣名为大家做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I'd like to bear witness for our Lord Jesus.
我来自中国的福建厦门的莲前教会。
I came from 莲前 church from 厦建福建 province in China.
今年就读十一年级。
I am a junior in high school.
是去年九月份才来美国读高中的。
September of last year, I arrived in the United States and began the high school study.
感谢主的一路带领，让我如今能够顺利的在美国这里留学。
I thank God for His guidance throughout my journey so that I may study here.
一路走来，到现在我回想过去，才会发现这条路是主为我铺就的。
Now that I look back,from all my journey, I realize it is all because of God's guidance and His provision.
才能体会到他给予我的恩赐。
And I can experience of the blessing He has given me.
先说说我信仰的历程。
I'd like to describe about my journey of faith.
我的家庭里面，我母亲那方是信主的，然后我父亲那方是拜佛的。
My mother came from a believer's family, but my father worshiped idols.
父母亲在信仰方面就有很多的冲突和矛盾。
So for my parents, they had lots of conflicts and struggle in their faith.
所以我就不像很多兄弟姐妹那样，从小就在教会里长大。
So I did. I'm unlike most of our brothers and sisters who grew up in a believing family.
但是因为跟母亲的关系比较亲，所以在她的引导下，便从小就知道一些基督的那些信仰和道理。
But because I'm closer to my mother, so I've learned much about Christ and His teachings, in church.
但是那时候并没有常去教会，所以就只是模模糊糊的相信的。
Unfortunately, I was unable to go to church frequently, so all my understanding about God was rather vague.
这里先说一下我的母亲，她的见证也是很大的。
I'd like to talk about my mother because she had many great testimonies.
在我很小的时候呢，她就因为患上忧郁症和痛苦不堪。
When I was very young, she contracted depression and had suffered much.
甚至走上了自杀这条道路。
She had even attempted suicide.
在自杀当天呢，我们家里并没有人。
On that day when she attempted to kill herself, there was no one in the house.
她就把家里的门窗都关紧了，然后把煤气灶打开来，便躺在床上等待死亡。
She closed all the doors and windows in the house and turned on the gas and laid on the bed to wait to be died from gas poisoning.
那时候我外婆在她自己家，她就感到隐隐的心慌而去祷告。
But my grandmother from my mother's side felt very uneasy at her own house and immediately started to pray.
并在祷告中受到神的指示。在千钧一发的时刻赶到我家救回了我妈妈。
And in her prayer, she felt very moved and at the very last minute, she arrived to my house and rescued my mother.
在这么多年以后，我母亲还在常常感叹，是主耶稣把她从死亡的边缘救回来的。
After all these years, my mother often would sigh with relief that it was the Lord Jesus who had saved her.
我也要为此而感谢主耶稣的怜悯。
I also like to thank God for His mercy.
如果我的母亲在那时候被魔鬼夺去了生命
，If the devil had taken my mother's life at that time，
我肯定就不会有现在那么幸福美满的生活，也不会当上一名基督徒。
I am sure I would not have such a blessed life or even become a Christian.
关于我信仰的契机是在我参加中考的那一年。
And to talk about the beginning of my becoming Christian, that was during the tests in my junior high school.
那时候学业的压力很大，我母亲是因为听到教会里一些姐妹的见证是关于孩子的教育的，所以才下定决心带领我信主。
During that time, there was a great pressure from schoolwork and all the studies. And it's because my mother heard many testimonies from church that she was determined to bring me to church and to faith.
所以就让我参加了当地教会举办的夏令营。
And decided for me to join the summer camp that's sponsored by the church.
那次夏令营一共有七天，住宿条件很艰难。
The summer camp was 7 days, and the requirement was very rigid.
在炎热的夏季，没有空调，洗澡又只能洗冷水。
In such a hot day, there was no air conditioning, and you had to take cold showers.
我第一天刚去就产生了回家的念头。
On my very first day, I wanted to go home.
但在和兄弟姐妹们共同生活了几天之后，我就渐渐适应了。
But after living together with all the brothers and sisters, I began to adjust slowly. And also, I experienced for the very first time the existence of God.
那段日子才算是真正充满灵性的生活。
That was the days when I truly experienced the life of spirituality.
我们白天听到，晚上大家就聚在一起分享信主的体验。
During the daytime, we listen to sermons, and in the evenings, we will share our spiritual experiences.
我还清晰地记着当天，因为天气干燥炎热，然后大家就一起跪下来祷告求雨。
I remember very clearly that one day was so hot and dry that everybody just decided to kneel down and pray.
没想到没祷告多久，倾盆大雨就从天下泼了下来。
But very unexpectedly, soon after we pray, a great downpour of rain began to shower down upon us.
一直持续到我们祷告结束才停。
And continued until when we finished our prayers.
然后我们听到其他区域的居民说，这是降雨的乌云，就只停在我们教会这片区域的上空。
And later we heard from the locals, local residents, that patch of dark cloud remained right above the church during that time and nowhere else.
这一次让大家共同见证了神对我们祷告的应许。
And that time we had all testified and witnessed the great mighty power of God.
那几天我们每天都有求圣灵的祷告会，大家都在迫切地祈求着。
During those few days, we prayed for the Holy Spirit every day, very fervently.
我也十分渴望能得到这圣灵，因为我才刚接触到神，身边有些姐妹是求了非常久都没有求到，所以我就并没有什么信心能够求到。
Because it was my first exposure to Christianity, and I've seen many sisters had been praying for Holy Spirit for many years, so I did not have that much faith to receive the Holy Spirit in that time.
但是事实证明主耶稣是非常喜爱我的。
But the truth is that the Lord Jesus loved me very much.
在我接受洗礼的前一天晚上就赐予了我圣灵。
The day before my baptism, he gave me and bestowed the Holy Spirit on me.
那一刻真的是非常喜悦的，以前多多少少有些疑虑也一概被打消了。
That moment was the most joyful moment of my life. All the doubts that I had before vanished away.
我很感谢主耶稣拣选了我，这让我感受到主耶稣是真真切切的在聆听每个人的祷告的。
I truly thank God, and let me experience how the Lord Jesus really listens to our prayers.
而且你怀着越单纯的信心去祈求，得到的应许就越大。
Especially the simpler.Of your heart is and in your requests, then the more you will experience of His response.
在这次夏令营以后，也就是在我真正信主以后，我发现自己的生活和人际关系都有了巨大的改变。
after this SSC and after my baptism, I had experienced a great change in my personal life, in interpersonal life, and also in the life of faith.
在和人交往的时候，知道怎么懂得谦让，知道要用心灵和诚实去对待人和事。
I learned how, in interpersonal relationship, I learned how I need to yield and also to receive others with truth and honesty.
在产生冲突和矛盾的时候，心里只要一想到神的话语，就能够平静下来。
Every time I encounter conflict with others, as soon as I meditate upon the words of God, then I will regain peace.
以前呢，我或多或少会有些占小便宜的心理，比如说在超市购买多找钱的时候，会沾沾自喜。
In the past, I would often have this heart of rejoicing when I take advantage of others. For example, if someone had given me more change than what I really should have, I would be happy.
但如今我会毅然退还这些不属于我的东西。
But nowadays, I will immediately return what did not belong to me.
因为每当我犯错的时候，我都会感觉到圣灵在我心里给我暗暗的敲警钟。
Because every time I've committed any little wrong, I can feel the Holy Spirit start sounding alarms in my heart.
神的话语就在我的脑海里回响，让我避免这些错误的发生。
Because the words of God would echo in my mind and to prevent me from committing any wrongs.
感谢主，依靠他的话语，才能得以保守我自己的人格。
I really thank God that because of His word that I may preserve my character.
能够拥有一个与世俗分别为圣的生活。
So that I may live a life that's separated unto Him for holiness.
因为这种为人处事的态度，我的身边才会聚集了越来越多的朋友。
And because of this attitude that I have, I began to have more and more friends.
得到了许多人的赞赏，生活也过得很愉快和自在。
I've gained much praise from others, and I feel more joy than before.
现在讲一下我出国的事情。我家里是前年暑假才决定我出国这条道路的。
Now I'd like to describe how I came to U.S. It was the year before last year that my family decided for me to come abroad.
为了我在美国能够拥有一个舒适的环境和接受良好的教育，我父母是花了不少的精力和金钱去办理这件事情。
In order for me to have a comfortable life and stay in America, my family has spent much energy and money to accomplish this.
但是国际生要上一所很好的高中，是要参加一个叫托福的语言考试。
But in for an international student to study abroad, we must pass this test called TOEFL.
我本身的英语的基础才达到中学生的水平。又同时要兼顾高中繁忙的学业，就搞得我很忙得焦头烂额的。
Because my English level was only at a junior high level, and also I have to at the same time had to face all the high school school demand, I felt very burdened and stressed.
那段时间真的是过得非常的辛苦，因为我父母一方面不想让我放弃高中的学业。一方面又让我兼顾那个托福的事情，所以就十分的辛苦。
I felt very burdened because at the same time my parents did not want me to forsake my studies in high school, but at the same time I need to prepare for the for this TOEFL test.
一方面呢，补习班在催促那个考托福的事情；一方面呢，学校也是时刻在考试和排名。
On one hand, the tutoring center is pushing us to study for the test, and on the other hand, my high school at the time would constantly have tests.
到最后，我都对自己失去信心了，就学得自暴自弃了。
And at one point, I began to feel very disappointed at myself and start to give up.
那阵子呢，我和我妈都有每周六都坚持守安息。
During that time, my mother and I would keep our Sabbath on Saturdays.
但是因为很累，所以其实每次听到的时候都在睡觉。
But because I was physically so exhausted, I oftentimes fell asleep on, during the sermon time.
因为我爸不是信主的，所以他就跟我妈吵架，说他浪费我学习的时间去做敬拜。
Because my father is not a believer, so he would often argue with my mother that she was wasting my time of study.
我那时候就天天跟主耶稣祷告诉苦，寻求他的帮助。
So every day I will pour out my troubles to the Lord and ask him to help me.
但是其实我的信心也不够好，并不觉得主耶稣能够改善我的状况。
But actually my faith was not that good because I did not really believe he would improve my situation.
但是其实我每次祷告完，心里都会变得轻松很多。
But actually every time after my prayer, I would feel lighter in my heart.
就这样浑浑噩噩的过了一个学年，直到去年暑假，我的一切都还没有着落。
So I spent this one semester in a haze until last summer. Nothing was concrete yet.
然后我的父母就告诉我，这个暑假过完就重新回学校过上高一吧，就不考虑出国的事情了。
So my parents told me, well, after this summer, if no answers comes back, then we'll just go back to prepare for you to stay in China to go to high school there.
我也同意了，但是同时还是有跟美国这边的高校投递申请。
But I also agreed, but at the same time, we still send in the application to the high school here in the States.
那时候有个很奇怪的现象，就是我投到的高中没有一个录取我的。
There was a very strange phenomenon happened because none of the schools that I applied accepted me.
但是通过面试和材料，学校都表示非常喜欢我，很希望我进他们的学校。
However, all my personal interviews with these schools felt they were very pleased with my response, and they all wanted to accept me.
到最后都以各种不同的理由来拒绝我。
But towards the end, they had all different reasons to reject me.
当时我还挺不理解的，现在才知道现在是神的旨意。
At that time, I could not understand, but it's until now that I understood it was God's will.
有一天，中介就给了我一所天主教的高中，让我来申请。
One day, the agency gave me a Catholic school for me to apply.
我因为屡次失败，就没有什么信心能够去得了那所学校。
At that time, I did not have the faith to accept that was the school I would be going to.
面试的时候，信心也感觉不是特别好。
When I had to interview with them, my faith also led me to think it was not a very good interview.
但在之后，我又看了一下那所学校的地理位置，发现居然是。离我们教会非常近的一所学校。
But later, I discovered that the location of this high school was very close to one of our churches.
那时候我就有些激动，觉得是主耶稣替我安排的学校。
So at that moment, I felt impelled that this must be an arrangement from the Lord.
隔天我就去早祷，第一次体验到一种如此圣灵充满的祷告。
Next morning, I went to the morning prayer, and it was the first time I feel the fullness of the Holy Spirit in a prayer.
不知不觉就痛哭流涕，但是心里却是十分喜悦的。
Without my knowing, I began to weep severely, but at the same time, I had great joy in my heart.
感觉积累的重担一下子就卸下来了，心里是从所未有的感觉如此清净的神。
And that very second, all my burdens and heaviness in the heart that had vanished, and I had never experienced that kind of joy before.
那次我一下子就过了两个小时。
And if in a flash, my prayer lasted for 2 hours.
我以前好老在质疑那些可以祷告很久的兄弟姐妹，还以为他们是睡着了。
Before I had a question about those.Brothers and sisters who pray for a long time, I thought they were just pretending they were like sleeping.
因为我自己是五分钟之内就能把祷告的事项讲完，然后就不知道在说什么。
Because normally I feel like finished all that I need to tell God in 5 minutes in my prayer, and then I would not know what to say to God anymore.
经历后那次祷告以后，我才知道圣灵充满的时候，祷告是根本停不下来的。
After that experience of being filled by the Holy Spirit, I understood that in prayer in the Spirit, you can go on forever.
感觉心中会有说不出的话要。
You feel you have endless things you want to tell the Lord Jesus.
之前还老在担忧学校的问题，但是祷告之后感觉什么烦恼都没有了，真正的把自己交托给了神。
Before that, I was so worried about school. But after my prayer, I feel I had no cares in this world. I feel I had cast all my burdens to Him.
结果早祷后一回家，我就收到了学校的录取通知书。
And after that morning prayer, as soon as I arrived home, I received a notification from the school.
感谢主，那真的是非常奇妙的一件事。
I thank the Lord because it was truly amazing.
后来的一切事物，包括签证还有入境，因为对主的依靠，每到难关我都顺利的通过了。
And all the events that followed, such as getting, obtaining a visa and entry to the States, everything because of the reliance of the Lord, all things passed on very smoothly.
我就这样来到了美国。
And this is how I arrived at the States.
但是刚到美国的那几天，我又遇到了坎坷。
But during the first few days when I arrived, I encountered some difficulties.
我有个在美国留学的堂兄说，录取我的这所学校水平并不高。
I had a cousin who was already in the States told me that the school that I was attending, their standard is not that high.
就推荐了给我另外一所学校。
So he recommended another school.
就是我去年十年级读的那所高中。
And it was the school that I went to last year for my sophomore.
但是刚开始我看到那所高中的时候，我是非常失望的。
But when I first saw this high school, I was very disappointed.
又小又旧，跟理想中的高中是大相庭径。
It was very small and very old. It was far from the ideal that I had in mind.
但是我那时候堂兄的态度是出奇的强硬，说不应该去之前的那所学校，而是要换成这一所。
But my cousin's response was very strong. He insisted that I should not go to that first school, but I need to go to the second one.
我只身一个人在这里是左右为难，我远方的父母就只能干着急。
And because I was alone here, and I didn't know which way to go, and my parents felt very helpless in China too.
我就只能靠不断的祷告来消除自己的焦虑。
I can only rely on prayers to take care of all the burdens and the worries in my heart.
最终，我还是选择了去堂兄推荐的那所学校。
In the end, I still followed the suggestion that my cousin had given me.
现在想来，当时我堂兄那出不同于平日的那种强硬的态度，也是主耶稣的安排。
Now that I think back, when my cousin had that strong reaction and to recommend me to the school, it was also from the Lord.
所以有些时候，当事情发生的时候，我们还无法明白，有些人就会认为觉得信主了做事还是不顺利，迁怒于主耶稣。
So many times when a believer we encounter difficulties and we don't know what to do, and there are times when we would offend our Lord.
而不知道如今的困境就是对未来好运气的铺垫。
We sometimes don't realize that the difficulties we encounter actually are just a turning point for us to go to a better place.
我们要做的就是耐心等候，时机成熟了才会发现神这样安排的用意。
All we have to do right now is to wait patiently so that the Lord can turn the situation around.
然后我就在美国这样安定了下来。
And this is how I began to settle down in the United States.
这里要说一下找教会的事情，很感谢主，让我一来到美国就能够联系到教会。
And I also wanted to mention about how I found the church, because as soon as I arrived, I was able to contact the church.
并且能够找到热心的兄弟姐妹来每周带我守安息。
Also be able to find loving brothers and sisters who are willing to pick me up and bring me to church every week.
不但不辞辛苦的绕远路，也很关心我在这里的生活。
Not only do they not mind the long journey, long trips, but they also are very concerned about my daily lives.
这都是出于神的爱，才让我们的教会也充满那么多拥有爱心的兄弟姐妹。
And this is all because of the Lord's love. That's why all our brothers and sisters are filled with the same love.
后来就在不久前，我又真正的明白了神的用意。
And not just recently, I came to understand another of God's will.
因为之前那所高中并不够好，所以我就一直想要换一所。
Originally, I felt the first school that I came to was not that good. That's why I wanted to change.
但是也因为我没能够参加语言考试，就不能被那个理想的高中录取。
But because I did not take the language test, so I was actually not accepted to that school.
然后有一个跟我一样的国际生，平时我们也没什么来往，但是有一天他就告诉我，他找到一所很理想的高中，并且被录取了。
But there was another international student, even though we really didn't know each other that well and did not talk that much, but suddenly this person told me that he or she found this very good school, and also he or she was accepted.
于是我就去网上查找一下这所高中，发现挺不错的，就递交了申请。
So I went online and did some research and found out this was indeed a very good school. So I sent in my application.
之后去参观了一下校园，才发现这是我理想的高中。
After I visited school, I found out this is really the ideal school I had in mind.
我就开始很紧张，自己到底能不能够被录取。
But then I became very nervous because I didn't know whether I would be accepted.
因为我自己的 GPA 成绩并不是很高，也没有什么额外的成绩，所以一般来说是进不去的。
Because I knew my GPA wasn't that good, also I didn't have any other extracurricular activities to boast of.
我在等待那几天都每天在祷告，也让我的母亲还有教会的兄弟姐妹们帮我祷告。
So during that waiting period, I would spend much time in prayer. Also, my mother and other brothers and sisters would pray for me.
那时候我就祷告跟主耶稣讲，主啊，如果这是你为我安排的学校，如果你能让我被这所学校录取的话，我一定要为这件事情做一个见证。
So, at that time, I prayed to God, Well, Lord, if this is the school you have arranged for me, if you let me be accepted to this school, I will most surely testify for you.
感谢主的垂听，隔天早上我就再一次跟以前一样收到了学校的录取通知书。
Praise and thank God, the very next day I received notification from the school that I was accepted.
所以说这真的是非常奇妙的。
So I can say this is indeed amazing.
生活中发生的每一件事情，甚至是再小不过的细节，都是主耶稣替我们安排的。
Everything that happened in our lives, even the smallest detail,are all arrangements by our Lord.
如果没有前一个学年在那所高中读书的基础，这所学校就不会接受像我这种来自于非英语国家的国际生。
If it was not because I spent the previous year in the other school, this school that I'm attending now would not accept this non-American student.
我之前还在抱怨之前的寄宿家庭孩子太多，生活水平不够高。
Before I was complaining the family I was staying with had too many children and they did not have very high level of standard.
但如果不是住在一所像这样孩子多的寄宿家庭，我的语言水平也不会得到大幅度的提升。
But if it wasn't because having all that children in the house, I would not have improved my English so dramatically.
也不能很快地融入到美国的文化中，不能交到很多的朋友。
I would not be able to so easily adapt to the American culture and the society.
如果不是选择了出国这条道路，我就永远无法做到把自己完全交托给神。
If it wasn't because of my journey to come abroad, I would never experience how to rely completely on the Lord.
因为在家中有父母可以依赖，有朋友可以陪伴，就永远体会不到神在我生活中对我的重要性。
Because at home I had parents to rely on, I have friends to keep me company, I would never know that I need to trust in God and rely on Him.
感谢主，就是因为有主与我同在，才不会感受到只身一人在异国他乡的恐惧和寂寞。
I thank the Lord because of His abidance. That's why I do not experience the loneliness and the fear of being by myself.
我家里还在老在担心我身为一个女孩子容易受到欺负。
My family are constantly worried that because I'm here by myself as a girl may be bullied.
但是目前为止，遇到的每一个人都是充满爱心和友善的。
But I thank God that so far everyone is friendly and loving towards me.
在这里我待了一年多，一点不适应和委屈都没有。
I've been here more than a year. I've never encountered difficulties in adjustment.
有时我和周围的人产生了一些隔阂，我都会想到神的话语。
Sometimes I may have misunderstanding or difference in opinion, but then I would always be reminded of the Lord's words.
在这里，我想给大家分享一章经节，请大家翻开圣经。
I'd like to share a verse with everyone.
哥林多前书三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书十三章，十三章四节。
First Corinthians 13,
四节。
Verse 4. First Corinthians 13, verse 4.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩赐；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。五，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处。不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜爱不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，
Seven.
凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
你好，我念吗？你好，我读一次。OK. Verse 4. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. 5. It is not rude, it is not self-seeking.It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. 6. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. 7. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
所以我相信，只要你懂得遵循圣经中的话去做，就不用你特地的花心思，自然而然就能得到生活中最好的结果。
I believe that as long as you follow the words of God, then you don't have to worry about your life and all the challenges you face.
我这次来美国还有个目的，就是能够学好英文。
Another purpose I had, a goal of coming to the United States is to learn English well.
所以回国后我就能用英文来传扬福音。
So that when I go back, I may use English to proclaim the gospel.
原因是我之前在厦门教会的时候，听到一个姐妹给我讲一个故事，让我深受感动。
This reason is because when I was in 厦门, a sister in church had told me a story that moved me much.
就是在她去的那个坛点的时候，有一个黑人，那个黑人每周都会来到他们的教会来守安息。就是他也是真耶稣教会，就是跟我去的教会的那个地点不同。
The sister would every Saturday she would be going to this other church, and there was a African brother that would attend services there as well.
但他却不懂得中文，只懂得英文，而我们当地的教会就只用中文和闽南话来讲。
But this African brother only spoke English. But none of the believers, the location spoke English, but only Chinese and another dialect.
所以他显然是听不懂我们讲到的。
So obviously, this brother could not understand any word from the sermon.
但是他却能够做到每次都按时来教会，而且从头到尾都认认真真的听着，即使他听不懂。
Even though he did not understand a word, yet he attended every Sabbath on time, and he would stay for the entire period.
是什么能够支持他这样坚持着呢？唯一一个解释就是他对于神的爱。
What, how can we explain of his perseverance throughout all that time? The only way is because of his love towards God.
还有他对道理的渴望。
And also his desire for the word of God.
那个姐妹也是有一些英文基础的，就是跟他简单的沟通过，但是却无法做到用英文跟他传扬福音。
But because this sister had some basic, knew some basic words in English, she could very simply talk to this African brother, but she could not proclaim the gospel fully.
所以当时我就在想，如果我能够完全掌握这门英语这门语言的话，那我不就是能够替我们教会用英文传扬福音了吗？
So I thought to myself, if I had a full understanding of English, then I'll be able to help the church to proclaim the gospel in English.
现在的世界也是越来越一体化，也有越来越多的外国人来到我们中国。
Nowadays, the world has become smaller because there are more foreigners that come to China and come to the province where I was.
我希望以后能够有机会引导他们来到我们的教会，我也有能力把英文传扬福音给他们。
I hope that in the future when I go back, I will be able to use English to share the gospel with these foreigners.
把这位慈爱又全能的天父介绍给他们。
So that I can introduce this loving Heavenly Father.
感谢主对我的恩爱，慈爱和怜悯。
I thank the Lord for His mercy and love.
感谢主对我这一路上的引导。
I thank the Lord for His guidance throughout my journey.
因为有主，我相信未来无论有多大的坎坷，只要信赖他、依靠他，他就能为你承担。
I fully believe that no matter what kind of difficulties or challenges I face, as long as I rely on Him, I'll be able to overcome them.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for such a wonderful testimony.
我们感谢神这么美好的见证。
Like we heard her testimony that about her journey to become a God's children.
就像我们听刚刚姐妹她说述她信仰的路程。
Her first love to God she experienced during the SSC.
她第一次感受到神的爱就是在参加夏令营的时候。
She experienced that God exists.
她感受到神的存在。
That's why, as parents, we always encourage our children to attend the SSC.
所以我们作为父母的，我们应当鼓励我们的孩子们去参加学生灵恩会。
Because our relationship with God is a one-on-one relationship.
因为我们跟神的关系就是一对一。
So if our children experience God's love for themselves. During the prayer or during the when God's help them, so it's gonna carry out throughout their life in the future.
要是我们的孩子们能够自己在祷告中或者是在他们生活上感受到神的爱，这样子就能够带领他们一辈子。
Sister Eva also learned how God answered her prayer.
Eva 也领受体验到神怎么样回应她的祷告。
She learned that she knows that God's always prepared the best for her.
她感受到神总是把最好的为她准备。
After some rejected interview that she realized that God's already prepared the things that the best for her.
虽然她首先碰到一些一些挫折，但是最后发现神其实是把最好的最后才给她。
I was moved and touched when at the last day she said that she learned English because after she gonna go back to China, she's gonna use the English knowledge that she learned here to preach the gospel over there.
我最受感动的就是在最后她讲到她为了学英文的目的是因为她可以回到回家能够以英文来传福音。
So she's preparing to be used by God.
她已经在准备自己以后为神所用。
Like in the Bible, in the Romans 8:28, that we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who call according to God's purpose.
就像罗马书八章二十八节那里说，神让一切
We know that everything that we receive from God, that we repay, we give it back to God.
我们知道神已经祝福我们许多，我们要准备能够回报他。
Because she's by herself here in United States.
因为她独身自己一个人在美国。
So we ask brother and sister to help.To watch over her and also help whenever she needs help.
我们也提醒大家，我们尽量的能够有在她有需要的话，能够帮助她，也关心她。
And we continue to pray for her so she can finish study smoothly in U.S.
我们也继续为她祷告，让她在美国求学的路程一切都顺利。
For the last encouragement, I would like to read. A Bible verse is from Psalm chapter 37.
最后，我想用一段经节来互相勉励，在诗篇三十七篇。
Psalm chapter 37, verse 3-4.
诗篇三十七篇三到四节。
This is my favorite verse.
这是我最喜爱的一段经节。
Psalm chapter 37, verse 3.
诗篇三十七篇第三节。
Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Verse 4.
第四节。
Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desire of your heart. So we thank God that today we listen a very wonderful testimony from Sister Eva.
我们感谢神今天听了一个非常美好的见证。
That's conclude the testimony session. Let's sing one more hymn, 470.
我们结束我们的见证会来唱诗470首。